It is the Monday after the weekend in which Franny's unraveling commenced, and she has returned to the family home in New York, where she has done little but sleep and cry on the living room sofa. Bessie, her mother, is at a loss for how to console her youngest child. In fact, Bessie has been unable to ascertain the cause of Franny's distress. So the mother turns to her youngest son, Zooey, 5 years Franny's senior, for help. She pleads with him to reach out to his sister before the girl is completely given over to her unnamed sorrow, before there is no hope of bringing her back. It makes sense that Zooey should reach out to the despondent Franny. He has, when all is said and done, the most in common with her. They, in their youth, as their 5 older siblings before them, were celebrated contestants on the radio program It's a Wise Child. They are both beautiful. They are both actors who resent their shared professional calling. Zooey is, as it happens, one of television's current leading men. They both hunger for veracity. They are both adrift in equivocation.